Just between, you know, from C or Fortran calling assembly language. So, we've already analyzed enough about parallelism to notice that two keys to performance are load balancing, getting the same amount of work in each processor, and the other key is to minimize the amount of communication. And the purpose of the so-called data mapping assertions, which are telling the compiler where to put the data, is so that the user can help the compiler place the data in the right processor to minimize communication. Now, the compiler, with one or two exceptions that we won't come to today, always uses the so-called owner computes rule. So the owner computes rule says that if you have a variable such as A of ij, an element of an array, you do the computation of aij on the processor where it is stored. It's not entirely obvious that, in fact, there are some cases where that's not the most efficient, but let's give an example. If aij was set equal to a bunch of stuff which was all stored on a totally different processor, and so there were 10 variables stored on a different processor from aij, rather than bring the 10 variables to the processor where aij is and then do the computation, it would be far more efficient to, say, do the computation on the 10 variables in the processor where they live and then transmit one number, the result of that computation. But in general, most expressions don't have that feature, and a very good heuristic, which is certainly true in all the examples we've looked at, is the owner computes rule, that you always do the computing on the processor which owns the left-hand side of an expression. So that's actually a philosophically very important point, because that tells you that once you've assigned the data mapping, namely where things are stored, you've also assigned the computing. Because computing with the owner compute rule is uniquely associated with the placement of the data. So that should be contrasted totally with most of the work on shared memory machines, which uses so-called control parallelism, where you have a do loop. So when you have do I equals 1 to 100 and 10 processors, you might assign the first 10 instances of the do loop to one processor, the next 10 to another, and so on. So the control parallelism is not assigning processing by the location of data, it's assigning processing by the value of indices. So it's a rather different, totally different strategy. But for data parallelism, which is what HPF is designed to support, the owner computes rule is almost always a good rule. And it's your responsibility as a programmer to tell HPF where to put the data in such a way that the owner computes rule will be efficient. So you may remember, I think I discussed the classic loosely synchronous programming style where you transmit do all the communication, then you do the computing. So the owner computes rule naturally implements that, because if you have one or more left-hand sides, the rule is look at all the right-hand sides, see where the data is stored, bring all the data to the processor which is owns the datum on the left-hand side, get them all there so that at this stage we have every processor has in it all the data necessary to do the computation of the left-hand side, then you do the computation as just an ordinary assignment with no communication. So HPF automatically implements the obvious, well, the natural communicate compute cycle, which is the classic SPMD, loosely synchronous programming model.